Let's raise those hands up a little bit. The more I get to know Him. I don't care if there was many people as there is sand on the Florida coast. You're still an individual to Him. And when you lift those hands and tell Him that you love Him, trust me when I say, you get His full attention. He's not distracted. If you want to know who He is, I can tell you. He is. He is simply the sum total of everything that is. Now you can bring that into a first person. Who shall I say sent you? I am. It's because He is. If you want to open somewhere, you can. I love to read certain places, but you can go to yours if you want. Let me see. How about the 12th chapter, 2 Corinthians? I've been experiencing things I haven't before. One is a total amazement, spending that time in Japan and understanding better and better why He gave me two nations over 20 years ago, Brazil and Japan. The ministry that took place there. And so when I went into Japan then, I'd been there one time when I was 17 years old to Yokosuka on a destroyer ship. We put in our rifle time, which we had to fire a rifle, and they had a rifle range there. And so we put in there, and that was 42 years ago. So then I go back. The Japanese people have such potential. It's incredible. The things that I've been saying, just from their reputation on taking, spreading cars to the ends of the earth and televisions. Somebody invents something and they jump right in. The reason I'm so excited, don't you think they'll do the same thing when they find out what they've got a hold of? See? Already the parts that I taught them, some of the believers there, because there was a church there, some of the believers there, but the ones that got really excited is the Japanese who have that spirit of success and do. And they're the ones that really got excited. It says, all you have to know is if there's a better car that can be had, then there's a path to it. And that's what they were so good at. Man, it didn't take them long on the invention of the car to jump on it. How many of your TVs got Japanese name on it? I mean, they live on a rock with no resources. As soon as they find out there's a way to get from A over to B, they're going to go. Simple as that. They're going to go. But you know what opened up to 300-400 people probably in all that was hearing? And all that are begin to listening? That this just isn't another religion or sayings that you carry around or some stone that you worship. They were beginning to realize that it's a path to God, a path to the cross, if we want to say it that way, to where He met, became our sin and paid the penalty for it, to not only set us free, but to fill us up with His power and give us a nature just like His. When He says, the Holy Spirit, Jesus teaching on it, He shall receive of mine and shew it unto you. So the Holy Spirit's going to take the information, all the knowledge, revelation, and He is the one that teaches it unto you. Well, I don't know how to pray. He fixed that too. What do you want? I mean, can you figure out a way He can make it any easier? Do you remember that? That little skit thing I did? God says, look, we can't get them to pray. How are we going to get them to pray? We'll torture them a little or something. We've got to get them to pray. And they just, oh, I don't know. Well, let's visit them and give them a new nature. And then let's see, they'll pray out of a new nature. No. Okay, Holy Spirit, you got to go live with them. Just go on, get in there. Now they're full of power. They'll surely want to pray. No. That one member of the Godhead says to the other, I guess it's come to this. We'll have to do their praying too. Can you imagine a father that creates the perfect prayer for you, then runs it through your mouth so it'll be your authority so He can answer it? And we want to say, He don't care. It's too hard. Oh, you poor little baby. Go lay down somewhere and rest. Well, saying that in this order, they know. I could see it in their eyes and in their actions, the ones that become convinced. If there's a direct path, this is what they look for. If there's a way to get it done, they're going to get it done. They thought they could have the whole world, and they went and tried to get it. Come on. And this is what some of them saw. Wait a minute. You mean, if you heard this morning's teaching, we can have everything that He's provided for us. If you could. You mean there's a way to go from here to there to get everything that God has for us? I mean, an on-purpose path from here to there to get it? When 20 years ago or better, when He first told me Brazil and then Japan, I wondered why Japan? I didn't know there was a pretty strong connection between the two nations. That there is. And so I would preach English. She would preach Portuguese. There's a Portuguese speaking out there, but she had another wire on her. Another woman had a wire on her, and then people had earphones that when it went to Japanese, it went to me to Portuguese, and the woman that Portuguese to Japanese. So she was preaching it to the Japanese, and then the Portuguese was also understanding. So it went to her, and then it went from to another microphone and the earphones that people had on. So everybody got to listen in three different languages, English, Portuguese, and Japanese. All at once. So it was incredible. 20 years ago when he gave me this. See, then I finally go and get to have that meeting, and I saw the first time for their potential. I suspected that if they were like they are in industry or anything else they tried, war or anything. I mean, they had to have the best swordsman. They had to have everything, always. The best. Look at the cars. Well, they hated it when somebody had to jump up and make a Mercedes or something that outdo the one that gets you down to the corner. But the one that gets you down to the corner don't cost nothing, hardly. I remember my first new car was Japanese because it was so cheap. I could buy it on minimum wage. And when they find out how true this is, absolutely, in that there is a way to the cross, and everything it's provided by putting one foot in front of the other, in front of the other, in front of the other, which will invariably, if it brings you to the cross, as we use, bring you to His power. If the only thing that stands between them and walking in a kind of power that would overpower this planet is fasting and study and diligence, as disciplined as they were, they could put all that down. All of it. So I know. Years ago when they gave me the two nations, I know why now, after two meetings. Took two. First, they was as unknowing as I was, trying to stand there and teach. Not this time. Not this time. It opened up. I saw the potential. They saw it. They saw miracle after miracle. It took their eyes a while to come back to. What are you going to do when you see somebody that can't walk and they get up and walk off, or got a 5-inch crack in their back? You pick them up by that one arm and it still won't. You can't put a bulldozer on it and pulls it off, not out. All of a sudden, for no reason that you can explain, she just takes off. I'm telling you. I checked all over. We're having a privilege. We're being trusted by God to establish a beachhead and feed it. Whew. And guess what? Boy, when we get to stand before Him, it isn't just the revival of Japan, but you wait and see what they do outside of themselves. We have a part of it. Na 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 na. Devil. Na 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 na. We have a part of it. Hallelujah. To what size? I have no idea. They thought they could whip the world. Let's see what they can do with the truth. Hallelujah. So I don't know. I didn't know that God would throw me into something like that. And I know what's going to happen. It's going to spread strong. Mark this down. Lord Terry. Lord Terry, and we'll get on that. You guys better work fast. Lord Terry, you know, he was supposed to come in the year 2000 so we could get a perfectly mathicated millennial. You know what mathicated means? It means it is a result of math.
I knew that.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's read a verse or two. 2 Corinthians 12th chapter. How about a real good start, the 7th verse. And lest I should be exalted. You know, I thought that was really good. Anyway. Lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. And people say God gave it. He did not. He doesn't have to, even if he wanted to. He didn't. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I sought God three times, thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest on me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, I am strong. And I like the 11th verse, I have become a fool, glorying. Aren't these interesting verses? He asked God three times. God kept saying the same thing. My grace is sufficient. As long as he was going to be out on the front with the gospel, the devil was going to come and attack. You know as well as I do that the devil has certain rights yet, which will all be abolished or destroyed at the end of the age. It'll be over. In fact, after you do an exploit for God, generally he shows up with extra power the next day, even just at the end of it. I can't hardly remember a time I didn't go do something like that. That afterwards, presence would come that make you feel like you was made out of icky. You were made out of icky. You slap yourself in the face both ways and to feel good, and it still don't. You feel icky. Well, I did something real good. Shut up, icky.
How did you get rid of him?
Oh, he don't like to come up and do that to me anymore. Because if he starts chanting something, you usually don't hear the chant, but you feel the presence. You say, you're stupid. You lousy failure. You who you think you're doing. And, you know, little bitty devils will fool with you, but if you take care of them, bigger ones come. He gave unto some apostles, prophets, teachers, preachers. But also there's layers of order, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. There's the counterfeit right on down. Mighty apostles and prophets and teachers. And you can get a real powerful one like at the angelic class, or you can get one of the demonic things. He put them in different categories. But if the big one comes, you feel icky, sicky. They move stuff around sometimes. And I don't think I get little ones anymore. So I usually, you know, that I learned how to, I said, I know you're here. So in the name of Jesus, I said, in the name of Jesus, I'm not going to stay in that atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, you get out of here. And I mean it now. Boy, I got free right then. See, this is what happens. If they don't do when I go say that, I start telling them a story. I like to tell stories. I say, ooh, you know what, devil? We're getting close to the great white throne judgment. Oh, we're getting so close. I can already see it, a brand new heaven and a brand new earth. Oh, they're going to go there. Going to be beautiful. For an eternity, everything I could ever believe good will be happening. Oh, but you on the other hand, he said, there you were all right until evil was found in you. Well, you didn't even have a tempter. How stupid can you be? You don't have a tempter, so you don't have a redeemer. What made you think you could overthrow God? I have never been in the presence of such stupidity. And would you like me to tell you your end? Because in case you're not believing it, guess where I go? New heaven, new earth. Oh, this will be glorious. Do you know where you're going to go? You're going to burn in hell day after day, if there was days and days, forever and ever. Now, you want me to tell you a story again, or you get out of here? Atmosphere clears up. So Paul, he wasn't saying, you'd have to be crazy if you say, I love persecution, I like to get beat up, I like to be starved, I like going to wrong people sending me off in the wrong direction and running me off. And he said, I take pleasure. He wasn't taking pleasure in getting beat up and run off and held back and no food and all that. He wasn't taking pleasure in that. He was taking pleasure in his fellowship with his Father God while those things were going on. You want the quickest road out of them? Just up your worship and magnification of God. And trust Him and praise Him, because you know that stupid thing is only temporary. He's final and He's forever. You might as well enjoy Him now. Well, He's pulling this on me. What's He going to do about it? What's He going to do about it? Step over on God's side. Just start worshiping Him and glorifying Him. After all, joining up with the problem and griping just adds more of them. That's a multiplication. You just married one problem to another. They're going to have kids. You can use it. Come on. Come on. You don't know how bad it is. Do you want it to get better? If you want it to get bad, just go. Take a walk with the devil. Come on, you might as well laugh at him. You're going to win. He's the one that got himself into it. You're going to win because you already won. You mean I've already won? Yes! If you don't believe he's a liar, then rejoice over it. I don't mean the devil, I mean God. If he's not a liar, then you've won. If he's not a liar, you really don't have needs that he can't meet. Don't you think you needed to laugh a little, or do you think this is church? Well, are you serious? Serious? We whipped the devil and magnified Jesus Christ. set Japan on fire to win the world? What about it that isn't church?
Well, you made us laugh too much.
I can make you cry if you like. And I can make... Oh, he's definitely coming. I'm kidding him. Dust him die. Come is keto veke. Njong kalafura petiso. Don't oracola liamoques kece. Into huskiesia. More kalusico massi. Hesi. Yes, yes, yes. I come out. Yes. Don't be alarmed, but rather rejoice when change seems to be coming. Because this change that's coming is good. For you'll see that not only will much good come out of it, but there'll be things that have not been understood before will be understood. So rejoice and know that in my joy and in my presence, everything will be increasing. Oh, isn't that a good one? How many believe that if you stand up, that pain you have will leave? I mean, why have it then? Yeah. Be bold. Be strong. These things belong to you. They're your rights, not the devil's. Take them back. They belong to you, saith the Lord. That's your health. Are you ready? Raise those hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, which is to say that He died under the penalty of every disease known to mankind. And when we were born again, we died with Him. So we already died of that pain and disease. Once we're not going to die again. Pain, you leave! Now, be healed. Be healed. In Jesus' name, and why not? You be healed. You be healed. Yes. Yes. You're going to get lots of results the next time you go over. You're going to be heard about in the whole country, so. Check yourself out thoroughly. Then you painless creature, you can sit down. We had a good time when we had two Holy Ghost lions. Called one, they come up. Then called another one near the end. And they got to see what happened during the middle. And so almost as many jumped up and run up. Over 100 filled. You know what kind of miracle that is there? Not only that, they know about the path to the cross now, that you can put your foot on it. Put one foot in front of the other and it won't throw you off somewhere. It'll take you to the cross every single time. And that's praying in the Holy Ghost. They know that now. They won't stop. you believe any pain left? All these people standing up. You do? He says, yes. He's right. Shall we check? Yes. If your pain, when your pain left, you stand up. Now stay standing a minute. Now, when I point at you, just yell, you know, my knee hurt or my eyeball or end of this hair hurt me bad. Just yell back what it was. Just
my head hurt.
Head hurt. Knee hurt.
Hands. And I can just feel them.
Hands, and it's still going over her. I got you. Yeah, you can sit after I get you, or I'll go by five times. Shoulder gone. Ooh, your back's healed. Upper. Woo. Aha. Now for a painless trip overseas.
Left thumb.
Oh, my. Left thumb. That would affect her travel. Huh? So, you know. The roads are on the left. Steering wheel's on the wrong side of the car. Couldn't get over it in Japan. Looked like they were trying to run over each other. And I walked out and got in the driver's seat three or four times when I wasn't the driver. You ever done that? See? Your feet. They swell up with pain.
No, the pain started at my feet and was coming up.
The pain started at your feet and was coming up. Mm-hmm. And now it's gone. Mm-hmm. Gone.
Oh, amen.
Did you hear that?
Amen.
If anybody didn't hear that, I'll tell you again. Pain started up in his feet and it's gone. You're here. Of course you are. And you can't speak with tongues. First of all, I just tell you, you don't know what you're missing. To have him pray his perfect will for you just by turning loose. You can even read your Bible while you're doing it. But I was going to this vision, a hospital, because somebody was dying. And I was saying, she'll live and not die. And every time I did, my head would get rocked with, she'll die. And then he opened my eyes in the vision, and I seen what it was. And it was a devil sitting here and one there, and their little arms was around the back of my head. And every time I'd say, she'll live and not die, one would scream through my ear to the other one, she'll die. And it just rattled at me. See, I didn't know they were so active in the opposition. But he made apostles, prophets, teachers, preachers, working miracles, gifts and healing, helps and governments, diversities of tongues. But if the devil, that order goes principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness, this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, he's got different. And ours is kind of goes down the line, powers and principalities, rulers of darkness, apostle, prophet. See, it goes down. They got their departments. Don't think they don't. If we are causing revival in Tulsa, they will call their armies in to stop us. They'll do anything they need to change your doctrine, deny the Holy Spirit, send it into a dark age, deny anything. How many of you have talked to people who've had truth fought away from them and they got the stuff in a revival? Just look, study each century. Look how many times the devil came in and completely turned them against truths. He studied mankind a long time. Spiritually dead man for 6,000 years. Spiritually alive for 2. He knows how to go after both of you. And he's so full of hate for God that he's a maniac. So he knows to be the most effective is seduce somebody and get them out of salvation. It's just, no, you don't have to be born again. It's like, I can say his name because he's wrong. He's all inclusive. I knew him. Carlton Pearson. Now he's all inclusive. One Adam caused the fall, the second Adam caused our redemption, and that's it. It's over. Somebody asked him, what if you're wrong? And he said, God help me. Well, at that time, God won't. You can send a lot of people to hell to tell them they're okay. How did he get in there that tight? What seduction process did he use? How did he do it? That's why he has principalities and powers and rulers. He worked on him in another way, not just torment, screaming devils when they come out. We're talking about fallen angels. I've faced them before. I don't like them. They've appeared in my room and tell me they're going to kill me. Not in their best day. Well, they have done that. Twice in my whole life is all. So Paul said, I take pleasure in the presence of the Lord my God, no matter what the devil pulls. And look at him. He wrote a third of the New Testament, brought forth revelation, knowledge that the apostles didn't have in there. Walk with him for 3.5 years. My God, he knew so much. And there's one statement I love about him. He said, I thank my God that I pray in tongues more than you all. Look at the letters he wrote.